Next, Justinian turned his attentions to Italy and the old imperial capital of Rome itself. The Ostrogoths were a branch of the Gothic tribes who in the 5th century had settled in the northwest Balkans. After the handing over of the Western Roman Empire from Romulus Augustulus to Odoacer in 476, the emperors Zeno and Anastasius I saw an opportunity to simultaneously rid the Eastern Roman Empire of Ostrogoths within its borders and get rid of Odoacer. The Ostrogothic king Theodoric was asked to invade Italy and depose Odoacer in return for the right to settle in Italy. Theodoric, who was Roman educated, took up the offer, removed Odoacer, and set up an Ostrogothic kingdom in Italy, with its capital at Ravenna. The silver coin in the middle, by Ravenna, shows the monogram of King Theodoric, but the coin to the left imitates an East Roman model, perhaps because they were used to pay tribute to the emperor. The base metal coin on the right is in the name of Theodoric's successor, his grandson, Athalaric. All three are directly inspired by, if not imitations of, Roman coins. Procopius continues the Ostrogothic story.
After Theodoric's death, the kingdom was taken over by Athalaric, the son of Theodoric's daughter. He had reached the age of 8 years and was being reared under the care of his mother, Amalasuntha. Now, Amalasuntha, as guardian of her child, administered the government, and she proved to be endowed with wisdom and regard for justice in the highest degree, displaying to a great extent the masculine temper. As long as she stood at the head of the government, she inflicted punishment upon no Roman in any case, either by touching his person or by imposing a fine. Amalasuntha wished to make her son resemble a Roman prince in his manner of life, and was already compelling him to attend the school of a teacher of letters, and she chose out three among the old men of the Goths whom she knew to be prudent and refined above all others, and bade them live with Athalaric. But the Goths were by no means pleased with this, for because of their eagerness to wrong their subjects, they wished to be ruled by him more after the barbarian fashion.
This dispute ultimately led to Amalasuntha's imprisonment.
Meanwhile, it happened that Belisarius had distinguished himself by the defeat of Gelimer and the Vandals, and the emperor, upon learning what had befallen Amalasuntha, immediately entered upon the war.
It took 5 years from this point in 535 to the capture of Ravenna in 540, but the Ostrogoths did not give up there.
At this point, Vitigis, the leader of the Goths, already worsted in the war, sent two envoys to Khusrau to persuade him to march against the Romans.
Thus ended the so-called Eternal Peace after only 8 years. With renewed war in the east, new lands to keep subdued in North Africa, and a second wave of Ostrogothic resistance in Italy, the Roman army was massively overstretched. After some political turmoil, a man named Totila became leader of the Ostrogoths. Totila was a skilled general, campaign strategist, and inspired loyalty in his troops. After winning back numerous towns in northern Italy against the exhausted Romans for over a decade, Totila was killed in battle against a Roman army in 552. Such had been the force of his personality that the Ostrogothic second defence effectively died with Totila himself.